Pesachim Paragiyot Mishutes. HaPesach Achar Chatzos Metame Es Yadayim. After Chatzos, when it's no longer allowed to be to eat the Korban Pesach, the leftover meat is considered nosar, and it makes your hands tame. The Ratzon explains that the rabbis decreed a tuma on touching nosar, so that it should get a person motivated to eat everything and make sure there's nothing left. HaPigol VaNosar Metame Es Yadayim. And regular pigol, which is something that was shechted with the wrong intention, either to the intention of eating it at the wrong time, or the in the wrong way, or in the wrong place, I mean. So those, and nosar, which is regular, any korban, which is after its time it's allowed to be eaten, are all metame sidaim. They make any hand that touches it is impure. Birach birkas pesach patar shel pesach. If a person shel zevach, if a person makes the bracha upon eating the korban pesach, that bracha exempts them from making from saying the bracha of eating the other korban, which is the korban chagiga. Birach es shel zevach, but to make the bracha on eating the korban chagiga, lo patar es shel pesach. The Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel says if you make the bracha on the chagiga, you still have to make a bracha on eating the korban pesach. Rabbi Kiva Omer lo zu poter zu v'lo zu poter zu. Rabbi Kiva says that neither one exempts the other bracha.
Shkalim Perak Aleph Mishnah Aleph. Bechad ba'adar mashmin ala shkalim v'ala kulayim. On the first of Adar, Beis Din announces that everyone should start bringing their chatzi shekel to the Beis Hamikdash for the New Year's chatzi shekel requirement. V'al kulayim, they announce that everyone should make sure that they don't have kilayim growing in their fields. B'chamishasar bo korines and Megillah b'krachin. On the 15th of Adar, they read the Megillah in the walled cities. Metakanines and rachimis or achovos, and they fix the roads and the streets. Ves mikvos amayim, and the mikvos that might have gotten ruined over the winter with all the rain. They do this for the people who are coming for ole regel for Pesach. They want to prepare 30 days in advance. Those in Kotzar Chirab, they do all public works that need to be done, such as roads and anything public that needs to be fixed. Mitzayinus Akvaros, and they mark the graves with limestone to show where the graves are, so Kohanim should not accidentally go over them and become Tamei. Viosin Afal Kilayim, and on the 15th, even though on the 1st of Adar, they announce everyone should start getting rid of the Kilayim in their fields, on the 15th, they actually go out to all the fields to check to make sure that everyone has gotten rid of their Kilayim.